better. It's clear.
Okay. Okay, we'll get started on for the last half hour.
好，我们开始我们最后半小时的课。
And we're talking about nationalism, so I'll just bring up the slideshow there.
我们现在在谈的是这个反国家主义。
Now this picture that's here, I did not do this.
这个是在网上找到的，不是那个 team 做的。
I just found it on the internet when I was looking for things, but here he's made a very apparent statement, a very clear statement. The United Nations is an illegally established terrorist organization.
他这个图上面讲的字还他的想要表达的意思很清楚。他就说联合国呢是一个非法的想要建造恐怖主义的机构。
And it's operating under the guise, which means as a disguise or under the deceit,of humanitarian aid. See, they look like they're helping people, but they're actually promoting terrorism.
所以呢它其实呢它的运作、哦、是在这种假人道主义的这种表象下它在运作的。
That's what this man is saying.
是这个做这张图的人的看法。
Okay, I'll let you make up your own minds about this, but you know, once you finish the slideshow, maybe you'll agree with him.
听说他让你们自己决定是怎么样看待这个说法，但是这个课程讲完的时候你或许会同意他的说法。
Okay, one thing is very clear though, their mission is to destroy sovereign nations to build a one world totalitarian government.
因为呢他们的目标呢是要去毁掉国界，而且呢希望能够建设一个全球唯一的一个政府。
He's put Satan in the middle of this picture because that actually fits with the biblical concept that Satan wants to create a one world government. And that's exactly the goal. They wouldn't say it so clearly, but that's really the goal of the United Nations.
而这个图的中央放了一个撒旦的像。那其实这个说法是很有意思的，因为撒旦他就是希望创造一个世界，一个政府。一个政府一个世界、啊、的这个这样的一个国度，而这样的一个概念也是跟联合国的概念是非常相似的。
And the UN has many divisions of works, I guess. You know, we looked at in the environmental division, it's got the World Health Organization under its umbrella. Economic divisions, helping the children, social justice.
好，因为呢这个联合国呢你不要看它只是一个组织，它其实下面有非常非常多不同的部门、哦、它有专门在管这个什么环境的，管这个健康的，就是医疗的，那也可以管这个经济的，管这个儿童的、哦、甚至管慈善，就像一个大政府一样，它分成非常分门别类的有管理的部门。
The reason the United Nations has become so influential is because it looks like a beautiful organization. It's helping humanity, right?
这个联合国之所以会这么样的强大有力，是因为它就是设计了非常非常美丽的一个结构，好像可以来帮助整个人类。
They would say that as their goals, they're to promote peace in the world and to promote prosperity and get rid of poverty and things like this.
而且呢他是在协助全球进更为和平，然后要让全球更为富足，然后再把这些所谓穷困好给都让它消失。
And when there's a global virus pandemic, we have the resources through the WHO organization to help stop this virus.
然后呢当全球有这种病毒病菌的时候，有这个 WHO 能够帮忙解决这个问题。
So it all looks very nice and very good for humanity.
所以呢所有的这些概念都是非常的良善美丽的，为了我们人类的未来发展。
Now, anytime you hear the word humanitarian, doing things for humanitarian cause, you will not see God mentioned in that. See, it's human. It's humans helping humans.
当我们讲到所谓人本主义的概念的时候，你会发觉这个概念里面永远不会谈到神。
There's a lot of humanitarian organizations around the world, and their goals seems to be to help people.
所以这些很多属于人本主义的各种机构呢，他们其实好像都是为了要帮助人。
You have to remember that our help, our salvation, our prosperity, everything that we have comes from God.
但是我们要记得，我们真正的帮助，我们的救赎，或者是让我们是否富足，都是来自于神。
Jeremiah 17:5 says, if you put your trust in man, you are cursed.
耶利米书十七章第五节说到说，如果你要靠人来帮助你，
you will be cursed.
你会被诅咒。
And we have the example of the Jews who, even when they were in the promised land, they would often go to Egypt. They would look for the help from Egypt rather than looking to God. So when the Jews were established in the land of Israel, often there was problems in the land, like there might be a drought or there's some kind of a famine. They ran out of food, and then they would be tempted to go to Israel, to Egypt for help.
记得在旧约里面有提到是以色列他们当任何碰到问题的时候，好，不管是天灾或者是饥荒等等的，他们都很习惯的去跟埃及求助。
And God said, I think through the prophet Jeremiah and other prophets as well, he would say, if you go down to Egypt, you will be cursed.
但是呢，神呢都经由这些先知啊，来告诉他们说，如果你们老是去找这个埃及的话，你们将会被诅咒。
There's a couple of times where Israel had actually made military alliances with Egypt, where they were friends. And they'd made an alliance to fight the enemy, the Assyrians, from the north.
而甚至以色列曾经跟埃及呢还结盟，一起来打北边的敌人。
And Egypt said, okay, we'll come and help you.
然后埃及就跟以色列说，没问题，我们来帮助你。
Egypt had a very strong army.
因为埃及一直有很强大的这个军队。
And Israel had said to them, like the king of Israel would say, well, if you help us, then yeah, we will pay you tribute and we'll give you gold and we'll give you things from our kingdom.
然后以色列呢，每次都跟埃及讲说，如果你们帮助我们的话，我们就会给你很多的金银财宝。
And then Egypt would get destroyed. They'd lose the battle. God would not let them win.
但是呢，埃及却没有让他们赢，神却没有让埃及赢。
See, they were cursed. They were looking to Egypt for their salvation rather than looking to God.
因为他们以色列是被诅咒了，因为他们是依赖了埃及，却没有依赖神。
Yeah, and on a personal view, a lot of people, they look to other sources. They look to their friends for help, they look to the family, or they look to the government for their help.
而人呢，也常常都想要靠人，他们想要依赖朋友、家庭甚至政府来求助。
And then you have a lot of smaller nations. They look to the UN for help as well, and that just ends up being a curse.
那有一些很小的国家，他们也想要依赖联合国的帮助，结果这些国家反而是受到了诅咒。
Things might start off well in the beginning, but then things fall apart.
一开始好像都觉得蛮好的，但后来就会让整个国家完全的四分五裂。
Just to give you an example, now, the last time Israel was destroyed as a nation was in 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed Israel. So 70
AD.
AD. That was 40 years after Jesus Christ had gone to heaven.
我们要讲的是在西元70年的时候呢，以色列就被结束了。
They'd had lots of warning, even Jesus was warning them, you are going to be destroyed.
很多人都有警告过以色列，那耶稣也有警告过以色列，说你们会被整个亡国。
And the writer of the book of Hebrews was very clear that there was destruction facing the nation because they kept going to the temple and worshiping at the temple.
在希伯来书里面也有讲得很清楚。
Yeah, people were still doing the sacrifices in the temple.
大家都还在这个神庙里面做献祭。
And the writer of Hebrews was saying, but the true sacrifice, Jesus Christ, has come already.
但是希伯来书说真正的献祭是经由耶稣基督，经由基督已经来了。
Okay, so God had to destroy the temple.
所以神必须要把神庙给毁掉。
He gave them 40 years of warning.
所以给了他们40年的警告时间。
So a lot of the Christians, those that believed in Jesus, they left and went out to the other parts of the Roman Empire.
有很多已经信了耶稣基督的人，他们都离开那个地方了，去了其他的罗马帝国的别的地方。
But hundreds of thousands of Jews perished when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem.
但是几十万的这个犹太人还留在这个耶路撒冷的，全部都死了。
And Israel was never a country again.
所以从那个时候，就是西元70年开始， 以色列就再也不是一个国家。
Until 1946.
一直到1946年。
That was after World War II.
是过了世界第二次世界大战之后。
Yeah, Hitler had actually wiped out 6 million Jews.
因为希特勒真的他其实杀死了600万的犹太人。
The Nazi Party was destroyed and the Germans lost the war.
然后最后这个纳粹党他们第二次世界大战结束的时候 也就结束了。
And these Jewish people that were in Europe and other places around the world, they were saying, we want to go back to Israel. We want to set up a new nation.
而这些四散的犹太人在世界各地的犹太人他们终于有机会说他们想要回到以色列重建自己的国家。
And the United Nations, before then it was called the League of Nations, but it's the same organization. They were responsible for getting Israel back into the land.
而联合国应该是在那个时候要协助以色列人得回他们的土地重建家园的应该是由联合国来帮忙。
Those Jews have been cursed. Now they made a beautiful country there, but they've been cursed from being in their land. They shouldn't be there yet. The Jews are cursed because they set up their country of Israel.
犹太人明显的是被诅咒了，他们其实还不能回到那个地方建立家园。
Yeah, now God is protecting them because He has to protect His people.
但是神是有真的在保护这些人。
And the United States has actually provided much support for Israel.
而美国呢，正更是呢，非常非常的支持犹太人。
It says in Genesis 12:3, "If you bless the Jews, you will be blessed."
而就像创世纪十二章三节说的，如果你祝福犹太人，你就会得到祝福。
If you curse the Jews, you will be cursed.
如果你诅咒犹太人，你就会得到诅咒。
Now this is a special promise from God because God knew that Satan was always going to try and destroy the Jews.
因为这是神给的一个允诺，因为神知道犹太人永远会被撒旦诅咒。
But it was really the United Nations which put Israel, modern Israel, on the map.
而联合国绝对是把以色列这个国家放在现今的这个世界地图上面的组织。
But now, the United Nations has allowed a lot of control to Islamic nations, and the Islamic nations are anti-Semitic. So which means that there's a lot of anti-Semitic influence. Anti-Semitic means against the Jews.In the United Nations today.
但是现在的联合国呢却被这个很多的阿拉伯国家控制的。这些阿拉伯国家的人都是非常反犹太的人。
And also, you have to remember that when Israel was set up in that place, they weren't supposed to be there. They weren't supposed to have their nation set up until Jesus would establish the kingdom. See, the true kingdom of Israel is the promised land.
我们要先了解啊，其实呢，犹太人他们的以色列国是要真的按照圣经所讲的话，是要等耶稣回来的时候才能被设立这个国度的。
See, the true promised land is all the way from the Euphrates River, all the way down to the bottom of the Arabian Peninsula. It's a huge piece of land.
这个所谓的应许之地，就是以色列人要建国的应许之地，是一块非常非常大块的土地。
It covers all of the Arabic nations. So if you talk about Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, all of the UAE, Jordan, Syria, this is the promised land.
所谓的应许之地大到什么地方？是包含了所有目前的阿拉伯国家所在之地。
So the little piece of Israel today, which is about half the size of Taiwan, I think, that's nothing. That's not the promised land.
而现在以色列所有的国土呢，却大概连台湾的一半都不到，所以这不是上帝给他们的应许之地。
And I don't know how the Jews can say God has given them this land when it was the United Nations which did it.
怎么会以色列人说这块地是上帝给他们的？这明明就是联合国给的。
Yeah. And actually, you know, remember Satan's plan is always to destroy the Jews.
不要忘记，撒旦的计划就是要把犹太人杀光。
And the best way to do that is get as many Jews as possible in amongst all of the enemies.
最好的办法呢，就是让越多的犹太人集中在一块小小的地方，四周都被所有的敌人包围的状态。
And the Arab races, they've been enemies of Israel since the time of Isaac and Ishmael. See, the Arab races come from Ishmael. That's Isaac's brother, right?
不是不是不是以扫 他的第一个儿子是叫什么
Abraham's sons right
以
扫 so you have Ishmael and Isaac right
那种扫地的
的儿子
大儿子赶快帮我确认一下亚伯拉罕第一个儿子
OK but even Esau see Esau is also part of the Arab races so whether it's from Ishmael or from Esau this is where we get the Arab race and even from Lot's children
Esau 是以撒和加百利所生
不是不是我要亚伯拉罕的第一个儿子
So anyway basically you have the Jews and the Arabs and this goes back to the time of Abraham
好就是因为亚伯拉罕的第一个儿子就是他跟他仆人生的那个儿子啊以实玛利
OK that sounds better
长子以实玛利
对以实玛利
okay.
好以实玛利呢 他其实是亚伯拉是阿拉伯人的祖先
And then it was see Muhammad came out from the Arab races and then Satan introduced the Muslim religion
好然后呢那个伊罕默德他是由撒旦呢跟他介绍了一种这种新的宗教。
Okay, so there's a lot of hatred towards the Jews from the Arabs and the Muslims who are actually from, whether you're an Arab race or a Muslim person, the two are not the same, but both of these concepts.
Muslim.
No, see, you can have Arabs who are not Muslims and you can have Muslims who are not Arab.
所以伊斯兰教的人还有阿拉伯人他们都对犹太人非常非常的仇恨
Most Arabs are Muslims but you don't have to be a Muslim if you're an Arab you can choose to be a Christian
They will be killed they will Well be killed,
they will be、
right?
but there's some exist
所以我们还是他的意思是那个Tim 的意思是说也可以阿拉伯人不选择是伊斯兰教他也可以选择是基督教、啊、
yeah, See Arab is a race it's not a religion
所以阿拉伯人是一种血统但是伊斯兰教的信徒是一种宗教的选择。
Yeah, but most Arabs hate the Jews.
但应该是大部分的阿拉伯人都是痛恨犹太人的。
阿拉伯人的祖先是伊斯玛利，犹太人的祖先是伊撒。
对啊。
Yeah. OK.
对，所以是我们刚才谈的是以实玛利，就是阿拉伯人的祖先。
And then you have a lot of Muslims in the world. For example, there's a lot of Muslims in Indonesia. They're not Arabs. They're Asians. But they believe in the Muslim religion.
所以有穆斯林很多穆斯林人他们是不是阿拉伯人但是也是信伊斯兰教的穆斯林。
Yeah. But the Quran, their book that they believe in, it teaches anti-Semitism. It teaches that the Jews need to be destroyed.
而可兰经呢就是特别教导说犹太人是应该要被杀光的。
Yeah, and then you have Iran, for example, Iranians, they're not Arabic.
像伊朗人他们其实并不是阿拉伯人。
Okay, and they believe there's a certain kind of Islam, I think they're the Shiites. So they're a different branch of Islam, but they hate the Jews as well.
所以他们虽然不是阿拉伯人但他们也一样非常的恨犹太人。
The leader of Iran made a statement a few years ago. He said, our goal is to destroy Israel and push the Jews into the Mediterranean.
伊朗的首领曾经讲过说他们的目标就是要杀光犹太人然后让犹太人都被推下地中海。
Basically he's saying, we want to kill the Jews.
所以基本上他的说法就是我们要杀犹太人。
But these countries, they all have a seat on the United Nations.They all have positions in the United Nations.
那你想想看，这些国家其实他们都在联合国里面是有他们的一个位置的。
And they all surround Israel. You know, these are the enemies of Israel, and they're all around Israel.
这些人呢，他们的国家刚好就是围绕在以色列的四周。
But God is protecting them.
但神还是有在保护他们。
I think it was there's been two really major main wars in Israel when they were attacked by the enemies.
在过去已经发生过两次非常非常严重的这个攻击来自于这些以色列四周的国家。
And in both cases, you had like four or five nations around Israel. They attacked Israel first.
那这两次的大攻击呢都是这个以色列四周四到五个国家呢一起联合起来进攻。
And they should have won.
而他们这些外面的国家 要进攻，应该要赢才对。
One of them, they even attacked on the day of Yom Kippur. It's a very holy day in Israel. They thought, well, the Jews won't be ready. Jordan and I think there was Syria and Egypt and one other country. And they all attacked Israel on their national holiday.
然后呢，他们有一次呢，甚至是在以色列最重要的这个圣典日，哈，某一个节庆。但是呢 就四五个国家非常大的国家，包括伊朗啊这些埃及啊什么都全部集合起来要来进攻。
It was a surprise attack.
这其实是一个就是出乎意料的一个进攻。
But Israel fought back and they actually managed to beat their enemies and even get more territory from their enemies.
那结果呢，以色列不但没有输反而赢了，而且还从各个国家他要来进攻他的国家里面还得到了一些土地。
And then the UN said, oh, you have to give that land back. You got that land illegally.
然后呢 ,UN 居然跟以色列说你们必须要退还那些国土，因为这些国土你得来是不合法的。
Yeah, but the United Nations is very evil, and Satan put the Jews in the middle of the enemies because he thought the enemies could destroy Israel.
所以呢，这个联合国是非常非常邪恶的，这个联合国把以色列放在所有的敌人中间。
Okay, but so far he hasn't succeeded.
他想要其实是想要害死以色列，但是现到目前为止还没有成功。
Okay, now one other thing, we've only got a few minutes left, but I'll just show you this picture here. This is from Muslim invaders coming into Europe, but they're doing it sort of legally. The governments are allowing this to happen.
这些呢，现在这个荧幕上的这张照片呢，是伊斯兰教的人，穆斯林的人呢，他们进入欧洲，却是以一种合法的状态去侵略欧洲。
Now, just looking at the faces of these people, and they're all young men. You can't see any women or children in here. These look like Syrian refugees. They would call them Syrian refugees.
这些人呢，全部都是年轻的、强壮有力的叙利亚人，他们被称之为难民。但是你能看得出他们是难民吗？
There's similar pictures. I can show you some more, but you can look on Google. A lot of people have come over from Africa as well.
然后呢，这样的照片其实在这个 Google 上你可以找到非常多。他们不只是从这个一些伊斯兰的国家进入到也就叙利亚进去，也从非洲进到欧洲去。
Now I say a lot. I mean, we're talking about tens of millions of people in the last five or six years.
我们现在谈的是上千万的人，每一个时期一直这样子进到欧洲去。
They call them refugees.
他们把它称之为难民。
Actually, they're invaders.
但其实他们是侵略者。
Yeah, they're coming in illegally.
但是以一种合法的角色进来。
Yeah, they're getting on boats from Africa and Syria, or they're coming across the land, and they're just turning up in these countries.
好，这些人呢，他们就坐船或者是怎么样，各种方式进到欧洲，然后呢，以合法的方式从叙利亚或非洲进入欧洲。
And 95% of these people will be Muslim.
95% 以上的人都是穆斯林。
It's not the first time the Muslims have invaded Europe.
这不是第一次穆斯林来侵略欧洲。
And I think it was the 16th or 17th century, they had a huge invasion, but fortunately, there was one man, Charles Martel. It's longer, meaning what? Earlier?
Yeah, 12th, 13th.
Oh, was it? Okay, I said 12th. Okay, so we're going back quite a few hundred years, but one man, he was able to kick them out. He got his armies together, and he kicked them out of Europe.
For Who is he?
Charles Martel. I think it was France.
哦，在十三或十四世纪左右的时候呢，其实这样的状况，穆斯林来侵略欧洲已经发生过了。那在那个时候呢，有一位军人呢、啊，他可能一个将军啦、啊，他也可能是法国人，我们现在还不是很确定。他叫 Charles
Martel，
叫查理马泰。
He had a nickname. It was called the Hammer.
他有一个有一个小名叫锤头。
Okay.
他就把这些穆斯林给赶回去了。
Okay. And Europe actually needs somebody like him at the moment.
现在欧洲其实蛮需要一个像他这样的人。
But instead you have these weak leaders which say, oh, but these poor people, they need to come in.
但是现在的欧洲的这个各国的领袖都蛮懦弱的，都说啊，就是用人道主义说啊，这些人是必须进来的。
So there's a lot of European countries that are very open and they're starting to realize their mistake now, but it's too late.
刚开始的时候这些欧洲的领袖们都觉得说啊要可以接受这些人的进入，但是现在已经有很多人后悔，可是已经来不及。
You just look at the picture here, you know, these are invaders, they're walking into these countries and you have these are like the officials, the police, I guess, are leading them into their country. They should have turned around with a huge army and started shooting them, I guess, as invaders.
你看这些人排队啊，年轻力壮的人全部这样走进欧洲国家，然后还被警察带领着走进来，其实他们应该要转过身来阻止他们进来。
Maybe some of these people will hear the gospel message in Europe and they could become Christians, I guess.
当然了，我们也期待说这些人因为来到欧洲，所以听到了一些福音，而成为了基督徒。
Yeah, we can be sure that God is in control of the situation.
但我们相信神还是能够控制这个状况。
Perhaps he's using these Muslim invaders to punish Europe for their rejection of learning the Bible.
或许他们是要靠神要想要用这些穆斯林的人进到欧洲来处罚那些欧洲人不再读圣经的问题。
And because for many generations now, they have rejected God. The churches have been turned into mosques now, actually. Mosques, the Muslim place of worship.
Really?
Yes.
这些年来呢，欧洲其实很多年轻人已经都不再读神的话。也不去教堂，很多教堂现在变成是穆斯林聚会的地方。
There's places in England, and I guess Europe now as well, they have these communities of Muslim where they have Sharia law, that's the Muslim law.
所以在欧洲甚至在英国有一些地区啊，他们已经用了穆斯林的这个法令来管理他们自己，就是他们整个社区社群都已经用穆斯林的法律。
They could be in Germany, for example. They say, well, we don't need the German laws. You know, we have enough people in our community. We're going to have Sharia law in our community.
就像在德国，他们可以有一群穆斯林住在一起，很多很多人哦，然后就跟这个政府说，我们现在已经人口众多，我们就要用穆斯林的法令。法的规则了，我们就不管你德国的法令。
And the governments are too scared to do anything about it.
但是政府却非常害怕怎么样去阻止这样的事情。
And in the past, there have been some small political parties, and they've said, "Hey, we need to stop this." But they got called racist, right-wing, racist radicals.
在以前还有一些小团体，他们会出来讲说这样是不合理的，但是呢，却被。这些人被称之为种族主义、种族歧视，然后就变成这些声音也不见了。
National borders need to be protected by law and by military, for example. Well, they didn't do that. And part of the problem is the United Nations. Part of the problem is the EU.
其实国界本来应该要被法律、法令跟军队来保守的国界哈，结果呢，因为这个联合国或者是欧盟等等这样子的大型跨国组织就阻止了这些保护国界的行动。
Yeah, and these concepts we see like liberalism and pacifism have all led to this. So liberalism is just the
自由主义。
Okay, and pacifism, which means we only want peace, we don't want
还有这种和平主义。
We've looked at them already, they're evil concepts.
就像我们前面都讲过，这种自由主义、和平主义都是一些邪恶的主义。
Because they lead to the downfall of countries. Because these concepts like liberalism and pacifism and open immigration, calling these people refugees, that leads to the downfall of the countries.
所以呢，像这种自由主义、和平主义，还有这种叫做移民主义，好，都基本上让整个国度的这个。概念被打破了。
Just a couple of hundred years ago, Europe was a bastion for Christianity. You had these big seminaries and a lot of Christians there. But now you don't. If the Muslims have their way, it's just going to become one big, what they call a caliphate, one big Muslim empire.
其实像过去欧洲其实是不管是天主教或基督教，它都是欧洲是最重要的这个基督教的概念哈，天主教概念的国家，神的为重的国家，现在却变成穆斯林，好，已经打破这些国界，也打破了这些宗教的思想，变成是穆斯林是最大的一个 这个宗教的核心。
Yeah, we see it happening very clearly in Europe, but it's also going to happen in America and in Asia as well if you're not careful.
所以我们现在讲到看到欧洲是一个很明显的一个状态，是一个例子，但是我们难道如果不小心也很可能会看到美国或亚洲也会发生同样的事情。
So let that be a warning.
这是一个很重要的警告。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time we've had to study your word.
感谢神让我们有时间能够研读你的话语。
That we could appreciate the importance of having nationalities and national borders.
我们很感激我们理解到说我们需要有这种国家跟国界这种重要性。
In order that we can have our freedoms protected.
这样子我们才能有我们的保护我们的自由。
We give thanks that we can also see the basis for evil in the world, where evil does come from.
我们也感谢让我们学习到这些所有的邪恶是来自于哪里。
But know that whatever happens, we have you to protect us and to provide everything we need.
但我们也知道无论什么事情发生都有神你会来保护我们。
We pray that you would provide the rulers of our nations, our national leaders, with wisdom and courage to make good decisions.
我们也求神能够保佑我们的领袖，让他是有勇气，也有智慧来治理我们的国家。
In order that we can have our freedoms protected.
也同时因此而让我们的自由被保障。
And for the most important reason is that we can worship freely and tell others about Jesus Christ.
最重要是要让我们能够自由地对你敬拜，而且让我们能够传递福音给其他人。
We give thanks for every opportunity that we have to serve you.
我们要感谢有各种机会让我们可以为神来服务。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
然后叫公向达里，这里翻译成公向达里。王公的公。
他是哪时候的？
生于西元前732年，10月10号也。
西元前呐？
西元。
哦，然后
732年，
732 ，OK。
对，
The guy you mentioned，
叫
The Hammer，
普尔战役。
He was born 732 AD。
732。Wow, that's a long time back.
Yeah.
So that was only because Islam only started about 600. So Islam must have grown really quick because it's only in 150 years and they're already invading Europe.
Whoa.
Wow.I'd heard like 17 something, but 7.
Yeah.
Wow. He is French.
Yeah.